各位听众大家好，欢迎大家回来收听 2CR 澳洲中文广播电台。你现在收听的节目是每逢星期五的社团消息。不知道大家最近有没有经过我们灯光闪烁的唐人街呀？其实是从10月15号开始，为期5个星期，直到11月20号，我们 Hay Market 的唐人街呢会举办一个霓虹灯的游乐场 Neo Playground。 这个活动呢将会通过艺术、灯光和音乐以及社区的沉醉式庆祝活动，令到唐人街重新热闹起来。而在周末的时间更是会有很多的美食摊位、现场音乐表演等等的，令到我们唐人街的周末夜市变得更加有活力的。今天我们 2CR 电台很高兴邀请到我们霓虹灯游乐场活动 New Playground 的主办方之一，我们的初创培育中心 Hay Market HQ 的创始人陈桂林 Brad Chan 来到我们的访问之中，来分享我们有关于今次活动的详情。你好，我是今天的主持人 Sally， 欢迎你来到我们今天的访谈中。Hi Brad, I'm Sally, I'm the host of today's interview. We welcome you coming to our interview today.
Thank you, Sally. It's great to be here.
Yeah, there is. 其實啦，我哋有幾個問題嘅。我哋首先啦，想講下，其實我係住喺唐人街嘅，所以其實每日翻屋企咧都能夠欣賞到依啲霓虹燈，都覺得好特別，同我哋以往見到嗰啲展覽啊，同霓虹燈都唔係太一樣嘅。其實想問點解會用諗到用霓虹燈嚟作為依個活動嘅主題咧
？Yes, so the event.Was because we wanted to bring people back into Chinatown to help support the business community. And so we thought, well, what are the strengths of Chinatown? When are more people likely to come? And we realized it's very popular at night. It's always been very popular in the evenings. And so we wanted to look at some sort of nighttime activity. And usually that might involve lights and trying to be...innovative using lights. And so we thought neon was a really good way to do that. And like you said, it reflects, you know, the population's experiences in other countries like in Hong Kong or even places like Japan, which, you know, also are exciting because they use a lot of different colored lighting.
咁我哋想通过一个活动将民众再一次吸引到唐人街，以帮助本地嘅商户发展。唐人街嘅优势系在于每逢夜晚嘅时候都好热闹，所以我哋想举办一啲晚上嘅活动，而通常咁样会伴随住一啲灯光。同时我哋亦都想做一啲创新嘅活动，所以我哋觉得霓虹灯好适合。而且啱啱都提及过，霓虹灯可以反映出唔同国家嘅文化，好似日本同香港等。是啊，咁其实真系的确好耀眼啦，喺夜晚嘅时候见到呢啲霓虹灯。咁其实啦，仲想问点解会想举办一个咁样嘅活动咧？即系除咗话振兴翻我哋嘅呢个Chinatown唐人街。
Yes, so the way we funded this festival was through a grant with the City of Sydney. And so one of the requirements of the grant was to use local artists.And so that's why we incorporated local Asian Australian artists. But I think it worked quite well with the neon lights. I think they combined very well.
其实今次的活动是由悉尼市政府作为主要的赞助资金，而今次的资金的其中一个要求便是需要用本地的艺术家，所以我们选了与本地澳籍亚裔的艺术家合作，而且我觉得这些艺术家和霓虹灯的主题很合适。
是的，其实啦，就是见到这些这么年轻的一些创作家都是一些叫做Australian Chinese， 我们的澳籍华人的一些艺术家的，还有是年轻人的艺术家。其实啦，我知道呢個活動啊嘛，頭先有提及過，都係由呢個政府，即係我哋 City of Sydney 悉尼市政府嘅一個分定一個嘅舉辦嘅活動嘅。其實除咗呢個活動啦，同唐人街嘅週末夜市同埋其他啲唐人街商户組織合作嘅時候咧，係想達到啲咩嘅效果嘅咧
？So I set up Haymarket HQ about 6 years ago, in some space that my family owns in a building, and I wanted to.Find ways to revitalize Chinatown. And so Haymarket HQ was meant to attract startup businesses that wanted to grow into Asia. And when I saw the City of Sydney grant, which required collaboration with other community groups, I thought, well, let's make Haymarket HQ the lead and we'll bring in other community groups like the Haymarket Chamber of Commerce and Soul of Chinatown and different groups like that. And yeah, it was really great. It worked really well and everyone worked well as a team because everyone wanted the same outcome.
在六年前，我在家族的建筑物入面建立了一间初创培育公司 Haymarket HQ， 而希望能够确定振兴 Chinatown 的计划。而且 Haymarket HQ 其中一个的目标就是帮助新创业的亚洲公司在 Chinatown 发展。而当我知道今次是政府资金的要求之后，我便决定由我们带头和本地的商户组织 Haymarket Chamber of Commerce 和 Soul of Haymarket Night Market 合作。我们作为一个团队亦都做得很好合拍。明白的，即是刚才都有提及过我们的 Haymarket HQ 啦，其实就是我培育更多的初创公司的。其实想问一下，这个培育初创公司是即仅限于在我们的 Chinatown 啦，还是会在其他不同其他 suburb， 好像在华人聚居的 Hurstville 啊，或者在我们的 Chatswood 啦？
No， just only in Chinatown。
I see。 明白的，都是关于在即振兴我们唐人街啦，尤其是在 Haymarket 这边的。咁啱啱提及到啦，咁我哋翻翻去我哋嘅活动当中嘅，咁啊，关于呢个霓虹灯都好特别嘅一个事情，就系有提及到我哋嘅一啲霓虹灯作品啊，都系嚟自我哋本地澳洲亚裔艺术家嘅一啲年轻人啦，包括一啲有 Chris Yee 啦、Jason Wing 啦、Joy Lee、Emmy Wong、Steffi Yee 等一啲嘅艺术家。咁係點解會即係頭先呢個提及過係因為首先係因為我哋嘅 City of Sydney 啦，我哋嘅悉尼市政府係想要一啲年輕嘅本地藝術家嘅一啲原因。咁除此之外，會唔會有其他嘅原因去揀一班年輕人呢
？Yeah, so the grant required us to choose any artist or any local artist, and what we wanted to do was also bring a younger crowd into Chinatown because many people know Chinatown that are older, but especially with COVID, the younger generation maybe don't have many experiences in Chinatown. So we wanted to engage with younger Australian Asian artists and commission them to do artwork that might attract a younger crowd. And so the reason why we chose these ones is because we thought they would be very creative and appeal to that younger audience.
其实悉尼市政府的要求是包括任何的本地艺术家，而我们之所以选择年轻的本地艺术家，是希望将年轻一代带入唐人街。我们大多数人知道的是以几十年前的中式文化为人熟知的唐人街，再加上这几年的新冠疫情令到越来越少年轻人去到唐人街玩，所以我们希望通过具创意性的年轻一代澳籍亚裔艺术家合作，而吸引更多的年轻人到唐人街。是的，咁都知道啦。其实我哋 Chinatown 一直以嚟都系比较一个叫做传统式嘅一个方面一个形式去展现俾大众嘅，好多唔同传统嘅一啲，好似我哋嘅餐厅啊，同埋唔同嘅主题咧，都系围绕住可能几十年前嘅中国同埋香港呢啲传统特色嚟嘅。咁都系一件非常之好事啦，引入一啲年轻嘅一啲艺术家去帮助我哋重新去了解其实现代嘅一个中国文化究竟系点样嘅。咁其实啦，想问而家嗰啲作品系以啲咩嘅主题去创作咧？其实见到有好多唔同嘅形式，见到都有有啲好得意嘅，有好似字啊，又有一啲图片又有嘅。
Yeah.、Mm-hmm. And before I answer that, I think just to add one of the other things we wanted to achieve was have the artwork and have the activation encourage people to take photos and post those photos on their social media like Instagram and things like that, because that's how more people would come. And these days we know the younger generation, they will travel somewhere to take a good photo. And so that was something that was important to us. In terms of the themes for the artwork, you can see that every artist has a different style. But what we said to them was, we want you with the artwork to create something where it shows how Chinatown, what Chinatown means to you or what it was like growing up Asian Australian. And so it was up to them to interpret whatever they wanted to put.
我哋对于嗰啲艺术品嘅希望系能够吸引到观众拍照打卡，而且上载到社交媒体上面。对于现代嘅年轻人嚟讲，能够打卡嘅地方系好具吸引性嘅。有关艺术品嘅主题，我哋知道每一位艺术家都有唔同嘅创作风格，唯一嘅要求系希望佢哋嘅艺术品能够体现佢哋对唐人街嘅睇法，或者以佢哋澳籍亚裔嘅身份喺澳洲生活嘅经验。
系嘅，咁其实真系好别不同嘅，因为每一个嘅作品呢都有不一样的感觉，见到 很有大的個差别，但是同样就是见到很有那种叫做在中国的特色，是那种叫做典型的，在我们叫做外人眼中看到什么是中国和、中式的個风格的。我知道啦，那些霓虹灯的展览和那些作品上面有 QR code 的，其实是为了什么呢？Actually, I saw this kind of QR codes below the artwork. What is for the artwork?
The QR code just allows people through their mobile phones to understand a little bit more about what the artist's done with the artwork. So it just leads to, I guess, a bit more of their personal story. And, you know, so some people just like to take photos, but some people like to understand why the artist has done certain things or what's in the artwork. So, yeah, and I think it's an easier way to provide information than lots of text, physical text on the artwork.
那些 QR code 是能够令到观众通过手机了解这些艺术品背后的创作家故事。有些人可能只是喜欢欣赏艺术品本身，又有可能有些人想了解更多有关于作品背后的故事。
是啊，明白，因为见到一些艺术品之外，有些人可能去看展览的时候都会见到一些 description， 一些字啊，去表明一些关于那个作品的相关资料的。那如果有个 QR code 呢，真的很方便，因为现在都是叫做一个 digital 的世界啦，一个新的改变的时候呢，大家都可以用一些不同的科技去展示和去看我们的作品的。那除了一个霓虹灯之外啦，那知道也都有一些夜市的摊档嘅，会喺星期六日，好似我哋嘅周末嘅夜市咁样举办。咁其实会有啲咩嘅摊档咧
？So as part of our activation, we didn't want to provide food stalls. Actually, what we wanted to do was bring people in, and so that the local shops would benefit. But one of the things with Chinatown, it's always had Friday night markets, and it always attracts people, and so. The Friday night markets have worked with us just to make sure that the art installations can be there, and so can the stores. And so they've had to move around a little bit. But they still bring people in, which is good. But I think on other nights outside of Friday, we're hoping the art installations will bring people in and allow them to then eat at the local restaurants and places like that.
其实我们本身并不想摆一些食物的摊档，反而是想吸引观众能够帮衬唐人街的商户。但是知道唐人街的周末夜市也都十分受欢迎，所以我们也都跟唐人街的夜市摆摊摊主合作。但是我们都是希望在平日里面，那些霓虹灯能够吸引观众在唐人街的商铺消费。
都是其实想吸引我们的各位观众啦，去我们在 Chinatown 有的一些餐厅，原有的一些、可能已经住在这里很久的餐厅，兴起他们去那里、消费和进食的、其实 Chinatown 很多都有不一样的美食啦，大家都可以尝试的，而且我们合在一起呢，再加上我们的 Chinatown 夜市的时间呢，也都是非常吸引人，所以才会有这样的一个活动的。
So we did We worked with some of the local restaurants to provide special neon-themed deals. And so some of them created neon-themed cocktails, neon-themed buns, neon-themed ramen, and things like that, just to be part of the whole festival and activation. So not all of the restaurants participated, and the team had to convince some restaurants to do something, but I think the ones that got involved would have seen extra people come, which is good.
我哋同一啲唐人街嘅餐厅商户同摊主合作，希望佢哋能够创作一啲有关于霓虹灯主题嘅餐饮，如好特别嘅霓虹灯鸡尾酒等。 是的，咁知道原来是要特别标明一些关于 Neon， 即我哋霓虹灯的主题啦，咁去制造一些新的食物，咁包括我哋在网上面见到很特别的有拉面啦，一些鸡尾酒，甚至是一些不同的小食都有的。咁其实那些摊档咧系同我哋之前即系我哋每个星期见到 Night Market 嗰啲摊档是一样。是不是一样的呢？因为我们每个星期六日、星期五六呢都会见到同样的铺头出现在同样的位置，所以其实今次是不是都会有相同的跟这个 Night Market 的那个摊档合作的呢？
Yes, same operators. The other thing we also had last Saturday was a stage and we had live music. So what we called a block party, an outdoor party with people dancing, but different music acts on stage, which brought a lot of people out as well.
在今次的活动当中的餐主都是平常在唐人街周末夜市摆摊的商户，而且我们在上个星期六也都有进行音乐表演，令到唐人街变成一个户外派对。
其实是那个音乐表演是在哪一个位置？因为我是只是星期五六才会见到，还是在其他地方会见到，甚至是在 Chinatown 哪一个位置的呢？
Yeah, it was on the first day, last Saturday of the launch.So, and it was very popular. We had thousands and thousands of people come, and we have lots of photos of big crowds dancing in the street, both young and old. But we had maybe 8 different performers on stage, which was really great. They were mostly for a younger audience as well, like a Korean hip hop group to two sisters playing guitar and singing, electric guitar and singing, different things like that. There was a jazz pianist, and he's the son of Mother Chu's restaurant in Dixon Street, and he had a band with him as well. So a lot of different things.
在活动开始的第一日，星期六的时候，有很多人来参加，有多达8队的表演队伍。有 hip-hop、jazz 等的音乐表演，我们也都有韩裔的队伍，也都有唐人街商户的乐队。
哦，好特别啊！原来即系有唔同，即系甚至唔同国籍嘅亚裔啦，澳洲亚裔都会嚟表演，亦都有我哋嘅即系可能系商会嘅一啲人过嚟啦，进行一啲演出嘅。咁其实拣呢啲人嘅演出会唔会都系好似我哋嘅 artist 咁样，即系我哋嘅艺术家都系拣翻我哋澳洲籍嘅亚裔人士，同埋甚至一啲年轻嘅亚裔人士咧。
Yes, the grant from the City of Sydney didn't require us to use.Music artists, but we thought it would be a good way just to create the right atmosphere for the launch of the Neon Playground Festival. So, and I guess what the team wanted to do was bring on artists that would convince people to dance and to have lots of fun. So mm-hmm. rather than traditional music where you just watch it, they wantedmaybe loud music and music that suits a younger generation and mm-hmm.Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a really good atmosphere.
雖然悉尼市政府並沒有要求我們在音樂表演上使用本地的表演家，但是我們想創造出適合今次活動的氣氛表演，所以我們比起傳統的音樂，更希望表演隊伍能夠營造出一種想令人舞動、快樂輕鬆的音樂。
是啊，我都觉得如果是有个这样好像 rock and roll 啊，甚至是一些我们 hard rock 可能 pop music 这样的话，我都会想走去在那里一起跳下舞。其实啦，这样的一个霓虹灯的活动啦，不单止可以提到霓虹灯，甚至有美食和音乐的节目的。其实应该会有很多人在其他的地方，其他的 suburbs 来参观的。知道你们会跟我们的 Market City 合作，会有一到两个钟的一个免费停车服务，带给所有来参加Neon Playground 的，就是我们霓虹灯游乐场的观众的，那其实是什么时候才会有呢？
Yes, the Neon Playground Festival started last Saturday. It's for 5 weeks. So Market City have agreed to offer the 2 hours free parking for the whole duration of the festival. And all you have to do is pre-book. So you go to Market City's website, pre-book for the 2 hours and enter a code.And I think the code is Neon Playground, and that gives you 2 hours of free parking.
我哋同 Market City 合作，喺成个活动嘅时期当中，大家亦都可以享受两个钟头嘅免费停车服务。只要需要提前喺 Market City 网站上面使用 Neon Playground 嘅优惠码嚟预订。 係嘅，知道原來我哋去做嘅時候，我哋要首先入到去我哋 Haymarket City 嘅一個叫做網站啦，跟住要 book 翻提前預訂翻我哋嘅一個叫做泊車服務。咁我哋咧其實依個泊車服務咧係需要有個優惠曲嘅，咁個優惠曲咧就喺我哋依個 Neon Playground 嘅官網上面咧，你就可以揾到噶啦。咁大家亦都可以上 Neon Playground 嘅官網咧去揾依個嘅特別嘅優惠號碼嘅。咁啊，除咗今次嘅活動啦，以後其實會唔會有啲相類似嘅活動咧？
There's no plans yet. So the festival still continues. There are different things. We have buskers on different nights. People like there's a drummer that juggles neon sticks or different things like that. I think on the weekend, Market City will be hosting some lantern making as part of the Neon Playground Festival and things like that. This was an experiment for us. We didn't know how popular it would be, and I think we're glad that lots of people like it, and all the feedback's been very positive. And so people are asking us, can we do it again next year? We'd like to, but we also have to find the money. So that will be our next challenge.
我哋暂时冇计划要喺未来再次进行类似嘅活动。今次嘅活动系一个实验。我哋收到好多反馈，想喺明年再次举办，但系资金对于我哋嚟讲，会系再次举办呢个活动嘅其中一个困难点。知道嘅，咁其实啦，暂时就未有呢个未来嘅计划，但系都叫系第一次举办，都觉得好成功。因为我平时嘅行过嘅时候咧，都见到好多人喺嗰度，甚至你头先有提及到嗰、那个鼓手啊，嗰、那个用荧光棒打鼓嗰个鼓手咧，我都见到咧，仲以为系即系自己出嚟嘅一个表演者，原来都系你哋嘅活动当中嘅。你哋 Haymarket HQ 啦，咁其实以后会唔会再参与一啲唐人街嘅活动咧？好似我哋嘅唐人街 Night Market 咁样。
The Night Market event is run externally by another group, but the Haymarket Chamber of Commerce, I mean, part of their job is to increase business activity in the area. So, I think whenever there's an opportunity to get involved and to help them and to help support them, Haymarket HQ would love to, and vice versa. I think they have very similar ambitions.
咁其實唐人街 Night Market event 係由其他嘅組織舉辦嘅，而對於 Haymarket Chamber of Commerce， 我哋都有共同嘅志向，就係想為唐人街嘅商户同發展盡一份力。所以如果以後有機會，我哋亦都好樂意做一次合作。
係知道嘅。咁其實啦，你哋Haymarket HQ 以後亦都會即係會唔會考慮繼續同 Haymarket Chamber of Commerce 繼續去合作嘛？
Yes, yeah, I think we'd love to explore different opportunities. So we don't know what that looks like yet, but yeah, definitely.
是的，没错，我们会再一次合作。
会不会是参加是一些相关的，好像今次的一些艺术的表演，还是抑或是会偏向一些商业的，甚至是一些叫做不同的一些叫做文化艺术上面的一些方面呢？
Well, I think these days, like Neon Festival showed, we can combine culture and art with business. I think it can be good for business. And so I think, again, if there are opportunities to look at things like that, we'd love to work with different community groups. I also sit on the board of the new Museum of Chinese in Australia, which is going to be located in the old Haymarket Library. And you know, part of what Mocha wants to do is work with the local community groups as well, because I think if everyone, all the different groups can work together, it will benefit the whole of the area.
咁喺而家个时代，好似 Neo Playground 咁，将文化发展同商业活动一齐进行系非常流行嘅。我平时亦都参与喺 Mocha 嘅事务当中，我了解到文化传承对于社区嘅重要性。
都是的，了解到其实今时今日啦，我们的文化和我们的一个生意上面啦，都是很紧密的联系的。其实大家都希望透过不同的文化传承啦，也都是可以用在我们的即是不同的business area 上面的。咁经过今次啦，我们知道 Haymarket HQ 和我们 Haymarket 的 Chamber of Commerce 合作了之后，以后你们会想在唐人街的发展当中扮演着什么角色呢？
So Haymarket HQ will continue. So we have a lot of startups that come and work in our building, but we also run programs for startups that want to either work or open up in different parts of Asia. But we've also just signed an agreement this week with the Singaporean government to bring startups from Singapore that want to come to Australia. So that's very exciting. As Haymarket HQ has developed over the years, we've also developed a reputation, and there's been opportunities to develop a relationship with the council, with the City of Sydney. And the City of Sydney have a role to play in the development of Chinatown. Currently, they have public domain plans that they want to upgrade parts of Chinatown, and hopefully that will kickstart the revitalization of Chinatown. And so we want to play a role in making sure that they do a good job there, and it also encourages other property owners and other businesses to also invest.
我哋 Haymarket HQ 嘅主旨系帮助海外同埋本地嘅亚洲公司喺悉尼唐人街发展同拓展佢哋嘅业务。我哋知道悉尼市政府而家亦都投放资源喺唐人街嘅发展当中。我哋亦都希望咁样能够重新开始复兴我哋嘅唐人街。对此，我认为我哋能够帮助佢哋更好咁实行一项计划，而且鼓励其他嘅商户能够投资喺呢个计划当中。
嗯哼，明白嘅，咁知道其实都系一个叫做我哋嘅中间人嘅角色啦，甚至系带到海外嘅一啲亚裔国家想喺我哋悉尼 Chinatown 发展嘅一啲初创公司带嚟我哋嘅一个地方啦，咁令到佢哋更加熟悉我哋嘅地方，甚至系将我哋本土嘅一啲初创公司咧发扬光大嘅。
最后想问下 Brett 会唔会有嘢想同各位听众分享嘅？
Last but not least, is there anything else you'd like to share with the audience?
Yeah. Yes, well, I know the audience has a strong relationship with Chinatown. For many people, it was the first place that they came to or where they most felt comfortable. And I know there are other Chinatowns and other suburbs now, but because of what's happened to Chinatown in the last few years, I want to encourage the Chinese community to come out to Chinatown to visit Neon Playground and to support the area, because a lot of people I speak to, they feel sad that Chinatown has declined, and everyone wants to do something about it, but no one knows what to do. And so one thing that everyone can do is come out and visit.
嗯，明白嘅，都知道其实呢个叫做我哋喺过去嘅新冠疫情当中啦，其实都经历咗三年嘅大困难同埋经济萧条嘅情况底下啦，大家都系希望翻可以多多支持我哋嘅唐人街嘅，尤其是我哋喺 Haymarket 唐人街啦，系叫做第一个成立喺 Sydney 成立嘅一个唐人街，系好多我哋嘅老华侨啊过嚟悉尼嘅时候第一个落脚嘅地方，亦都系非常熟悉嘅地方嘅。咁非常感谢我哋嘅我哋陈先生。嚟抽空嚟到我哋嘅访问当中啦，希望我哋迟啲喺我哋嘅 Neon Playground 霓虹灯嘅游乐场活动当中再次见到你，同下次啦，我哋希望再喺我哋嘅 2CL 电台再见到你嘅到来嘅。咁啊 ，really thank you， and I understand that a lot of people during the COVID the pandemic is really hard for them to running the business as well, and is a really good place in actually Haymarket Chinatown is the first place built Chinatown in Sydney as well. It's a lot of memories between among the older generation of the Australia Chinese as well. It's a really good event to making up a different kind of memories between the old and the youngest generation in the Australia Chinese as well. And thank you for you coming to our interview, and hope to see you soon in the Neon Playground, and look forward to seeing you soon in our 2CR radio as well. Yeah, thank you very much today.
Thank you, Sally. It's been great.
Yeah, that's it.